On July 18th, there will be a screening in Gallup of a film that shows how rural communities can address a lack of providers.
You can RSVP. We would love you to do that because we are providing dinner at 5:30.
In Gallup's Event Center, 210 South 2nd Street on Thursday evening, July 18th, followed by a 6:30 film screening of The Providers, a film discussing how we may create a health career pathway for our youth so that they can work in their own community. For more information, including how to register, you may call Anna of the New Mexico Social Justice and Equity Institute at 505-906-2671. That's 906-2671. Registration details are posted on KGLP's Facebook and Twitter pages. You can find links in the upper right-hand corner of kglp.org.
I'm here with Laurel Wyckoff, Education and Outreach Manager for New Mexico PBS. Laurel, welcome.
Thank you.
So do we still refer to KNME when we talk about New Mexico PBS?
Yes. You probably don't know that we have five channels, but KNME is one of those, and it's still our main channel. So you could say KNME or New Mexico PBS.
New Mexico PBS, along with the El Moro Theater and others, are collaborating on a screening of The Providers. Could you give us a little bit of background on this?
Sure. The Providers is a documentary made by a couple of filmmakers from the East Coast and the West Coast, but it's made right here in New Mexico. It's not often that we get to screen a documentary made in our own home state, so this is pretty exciting for us, and we've done it a bunch of times. The Providers is about some rural health care providers, specifically from El Centro Family Health Centers, which are in north central New Mexico around Rio Riba County and that kind of area. And it focuses in on three specific healthcare providers. One is the medical director of El Centro, Matt Probst, who is a physician assistant. One is Leslie Hayes. Dr. Leslie Hayes is a specialist in treating opioid and substance abuse disorders. And then family nurse practitioner Chris Ruge is, and he and his wife appear in the film also. And so it kind of follows them as they live their lives and have their own struggles while they're also trying to serve their communities. Both the filmmakers grew up in families with healthcare providers, and they wanted to tell a story of rural healthcare and how that works somewhere across the country. And I think they interviewed as many as 60 people before they honed in on these healthcare providers here in New Mexico to tell their story.
Anyone may RSVP to come to this event. There will be a dinner reception from 5:30 till 6:30, followed by the screening of the film.
You can RSVP. We would love you to do that because we are providing dinner at 5:30, as you mentioned. If you go to eventbrite.com and search for events in Gallup, you'll find the providers there and just sign up, and then we'll check you in when you get to the El Moro Theater. So we have a free dinner reception catered by Pee Wee's Kitchen, and that will be from 5:30 to 6:30, or a little before 6:30, and we'll move over to the El Moro Theater, where we'll see. It's about an hour-long version of the film, which is actually nearly 90 minutes long, but it's a little bit shorter, so we have time for discussion.
And anyone listening to this may visit kglp.org. And in the upper right-hand corner of that homepage, you'll find a link for our Facebook page, and I'll have a link there for people who would like to RSVP.
Excellent. So the discussion afterwards will be moderated by Dr. Jenny Way, who is an internal medicine physician there in Gallup.
Right, at GIMC.
Mm-hmm. And then there, one of the featured people in the film, Dr. Leslie Hayes, will be on the panel, so you can think about questions while you're watching the film that you might want to ask Leslie. She's a pretty amazing doctor, and you'll learn more about her in the film. And then we also have Mary Lindmeyer, who is a counseling services coordinator for Gallup-McKinley County Schools, and Cheryl Livingston, who is a behavioral health specialist there in Gallup, and also Dr. Marla Yazzie will be on the panel.
This is a collaboration, this screening and panel discussion, the dinner of New Mexico PBS, the McKinley Collaborative for Health Equity, and New Mexico Health Equity Partnerships. How did this come together, and how many locations are we seeing this event in?
This came together actually when I first heard about the film. We have been doing community screenings for, 5 or 6 years or so at New Mexico PBS, and we haven't done one in Gallup for quite a while. When I first found out that we were going to get a film that was actually made in New Mexico and what the topic was, I called up the New Mexico Health Equity Partnership and met with those guys right away because I knew that they were real interested in the kinds of issues that are explained in the film. And it took them a while to figure out the best place to do this, and they decided to come to Gallup. And the McKinley Collaborative for Health Equity is part of the New Mexico Health Equity Partnership, and there's also another couple of partners, McKinley Community Health Alliance and the City of Gallup are also partners on this event. So we have a lot of help to make sure that this is the best possible screening and discussion for your community. It aired in April on Independent Lens, but because it was made here in New Mexico and the filmmakers really wanted to get it around the state, they extended the rights for us to screen it a little bit longer. We have already shown it in Española, which is the home of El Centro Community Health Centers, but we also showed it at Embudo Valley Library in Dixon, at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, and at Northern New Mexico College. And here at UNM, there was a health professions symposium for high school students and undergraduates who are on their way to a healthcare career. So we showed it twice there. And so I've seen it multiple times. We also showed it with the students of Health Leadership High School in Albuquerque, who are also students on their way to health careers. And that really is what the focus of the discussion is going to be about. We just don't have enough providers anywhere in rural America, but especially not in New Mexico. So we need to grow that workforce.
This event is open to registration by any health professionals, health career-oriented students, et cetera, but also for the general community.
Yes, I think that, you know, we've all been to doctors. We all have our experiences with taking care of our own health and the health of our families and our community. And I think that it's a story for everybody. This is a very touching story of both the patients and the providers. And a lot goes on during the time of this story. You'll see a lot about some of these, the main characters, their own families and some of the struggles that they go through. It's a very well-made documentary, but a very touching story of a community life and what healthcare workers do to improve the lives of those in their communities.
Is there anything else that you might like to share with the KGLP listeners?
I just hope that everybody will feel comfortable to come out. The El Moro Theater is awesome. It's a great place to go. And we'd love to have you join us for dinner and to come out to see this wonderful film, and especially to meet one of the characters in the film, Dr. Leslie Hayes. She is pretty interesting. She was given an award by the White House as somebody who is a leader in solving the substance abuse disorder problem, and she has some really good insights about how to deal with substance abuse disorder, and she especially she specializes in treating young women who are pregnant and trying to get off of substances, and she finds them to be some of the most motivated and compelled individuals who are working very hard to do the best for their children.
And so just to summarize, the film The Providers, which did air on PBS stations across the country on Independent Lens and was produced in New Mexico, will be shown on Thursday, July 18th. This is an event for which registration is requested, since there will be a dinner from 5:30 till 6:30, followed by the screening at 6:30. This will be taking place at the El Moro Theater, 2nd Street Events Center. the film itself is being shown in the big theater.
We'll move from the event center to the theater.
For RSVP, go to kglp.org, click on our Facebook link in the upper right-hand corner, and we'll have the information there and a link where you can RSVP.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Laura Wyckoff, Education and Outreach Manager for New Mexico PBS.
On July 18th, there will be a screening in Gallup of a film that shows how rural communities can address a lack of providers.
You can RSVP. We would love you to do that because we are providing dinner at 5:30.
In Gallup's Event Center, 210 South 2nd Street on Thursday evening, July 18th, followed by a 6:30 film screening of The Providers, a film discussing how we may create a health career pathway for our youth so that they can work in their own community. For more information, including how to register, you may call Anna of the New Mexico Social Justice and Equity Institute at 505-906-2671. That's 906-2671. Registration details are posted on KGLP's Facebook and Twitter pages. You can find links in the upper right-hand corner of kglp.org. This is KGLP 91.7 FM, Gallup.